This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
All right, let me play the Donnie Deutsch piece.
Another world.
You know, most talk shows would just play it up front and say over and over again, look how dumb he is, look how stupid he is. No. No. They're telling you what they fear. They're telling you what could stop them. They've already brought us into martial law. They've already brought us into their own criminal anarchy. Where they selectively enforce the law, where they steal elections, where they censor, where they bully, where they attack. You can't swing a stick in any direction and not run into Clinton operatives running giant child kidnapping rings. And then I watch the media spin some fake story that we didn't even create about a pizza place so they can distract off onto that when you've got all these different top aides to Hillary convicted of smuggling kidnapped kids. Why do you think they want immigrant caravans coming in here? Not just to vote, not just to drive down wages. They're bringing smuggled children. That's even the Washington Post that end up dead. You know, snake eyes, X's in the eyes. These people, you have to understand, they are pure evil. A lot of folks go, oh, Jones. In fact, there was that article I was going to read from like a year ago. I came back across it. You know, if you're worried Trump's going to destroy the planet with nuclear war, you have this guy to thank for it, Alex Jones. And then she twists these things I've said and some of the things I have said, and I'm reading all these things that I've said. It's like it's all true. I mean, they are digging up dead kids that were killed in sacrifices at the Vatican since the 80s. And people knew where their kids went and always thought it was the Vatican, and now they found them. And the very priests that they reportedly said were running satanic covens inside the Vatican are the ones, apartments where it's found. And I was just reading, this lady attacked me for all this stuff. I mean, the Brits know that their government's run by pedophiles as well, at the top, to a great extent. That's how they control people. That's all over the news. I mean, it's like London Telegraph. There are giant pedophile rings running England. And then they let the Muslims come in and do it. The huge grooming gangs, thousands of girls per town. Where are the feminists? Where's Christina Blasey Ford? This is who they are. This is what they do. I mean, how would we sign on to this? And now it's out in the open, and I don't want the president to declare a civil emergency and go after all these people. They're already stealing elections, calling for civil emergencies, saying drive them from power. They're already lawless. That's a form of martial law that's coming from a political class that wasn't even elected. So what do we do when you're faced with criminal assault? What are we going to do? And you know, these pedophile rings, it's in the British papers. They find the dead kids all the time. They had BBC reporters go public in the 90s and say, no, I was there when they took the little girl in and they slit her throat and her blood sprayed everywhere and they had plastic on the floor. And they all stood around masturbating while she flopped around on the ground like a dying fish. And then it comes out, it's true, you know. These people will march your daughters in and take a dagger and slit their throat and watch them bleed out because that makes them feel good all day long. You let them run things? And all you Google people and all you writers that cover up for it, it's on you now. You now are just as guilty as the people slitting those throats, you maggots. That's who you are. Be proud of it, I guess. I'm a little hardcore today. Britain's worst pedophile. Yeah, you mean a procurer for the establishment? You mean their scapegoat? All right, we got a bunch of big guests today, and I haven't even gotten to that. I haven't even played this clip yet, but we'll tag it. I'm going to upload it. It's on InfoWars.com. It's just, you got to understand, folks, everywhere they run collapses because Dracula doesn't like rich villages around him. He likes lots of poor, scared people.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Some good music right here when you're going about 60 miles an hour on a boat over a lake. It's real smooth. You hit some decent-sized waves, the boat's just... I'm told by a lot of different people that this is the U.S. military's favorite going into combat song. You know, the kind of everybody agrees on. People that like the country, people that like the death metal, people that like the whatever. This is the going to war music. Flying around little helicopters with the miniguns. You know, this country's at war. And you've got to be willing to be demonized and attacked and lied about by the establishment, by the traitors. If you want to have any chance of changing things, you've got to get out of the shell of being intimidated by these people. And amazing things have happened. A lot of good things have happened. But the Democrats have put us into a civil emergency. They put us into their own martial law. When you're stealing elections, when you're calling for violence, when you're suing the president over every action he takes, when the actions he's taking are legitimate, and are completely cut in stone, you're in martial law. The different variants of that term, but martial law means the regular laws are suspended. The social contract is suspended. And there's different types of martial law, and they're all on a scale. But when it comes to censorship, this country is about a 6 or a 7 right now. We were about a 1 or a 2 just 6 months ago. See how we're going downhill. We're sliding fast down the slippery slope. And with the silencing comes everything else, you see. Or at least what they believe is silencing. They realize they haven't silenced anybody because you understand what's happening. You're spreading the word now more than ever, not just about InfoWars, but about what's happening, period. You're getting more involved in the third dimension, putting up signs and stickers. You're talking to people more. You're asking to go speak in front of the church. You're calling in to talk radio and C-SPAN. You're going down and talking to your congresswoman or man from both parties and getting in their face. And so they're going to turn the heat up. It's what tyrants always do. You've heard the tighter they squeeze, the more falls through their fingers. But they think we're weak now. They think we're all entertained to death. And they think when push comes to shove, we're going to play it safe. Like all those other timid souls and other countries and cultures that they've devoured. And that's what this is. I want to be very clear. This isn't business as usual. This isn't, oh, there's always been corruption. There's always been problems. No, this is the big takeover. You can see it. You can feel it. You can smell it. This is it. All over the world, it's happening. People are fighting back, and the enemy's throwing all their weight of what they believe are juggernauts of hundreds of billions of dollars of propaganda and minions and their little mercenaries that all get the talking points and all put them out simultaneously. So I don't want martial law. We're under criminal martial law. We're under mafia rule, which is the worst form of martial law. It's not in an emergency because of a nuclear reactor going off or a hurricane, limited martial law. It's complete and total lawlessness by a criminal class aglow with the demonic criminal energy of the excitement of the enterprise they're involved in. And so if you don't resist that by every way you can, and you let them ratchet up the attack in the threat continuum until they're at a 10 and we're sitting here at a 1, that's how you get conquered without a shot being fired. And I'm simply stating to the military, the police, everyone knows the Democrats and the globalists are openly saying you can't be an American, the country is evil, saying nationalism is bad. You know China went to Davos and said we'll help defeat Trump in America 2 years ago. That was a declaration of war. They're shooting at our ships on a daily basis. They're frying our people with microwave guns. We're at war, ladies and gentlemen, and the Democrats are working with them. That's why they use Russia as the distraction over there. Total crap. Russia's not involved. It's just a fact. Pentagon knows that. I've been in the committee hearings where Senator Cotton and others bring up, you know, China is infiltrating, is censoring, is buying off our media, which is public. And the Democrats will go, oh, Russia, Russia. They'll just go, oh, Russia. And it's these weird little criminals. You look at them, it's like, where did this guy come from? Looks like, you know, Elmer Fudd or something. It's like, I tell you what, I'm worried about the Russians. That China is good. I don't blame them trying to do stuff here. I like what they're doing. And you're sitting there just going, my God, it's like beyond a movie. Well, I'd like to talk about the embedded secret chips we found in all our military hardware and all the iPhones that's stealing everybody's data and lifetime. The Russians in the ballroom. And so now here we are. And the Democrats have tested and pushed, and only Trump has come out with Congressman Matt Gaetz, thank God, redeeming himself. And a few people have said the Democrats are stealing all these states. There's total proof. It's an election that just keeps going 8-9 days after it closes. They're stealing back all of our gains. Governors, Senate races, everything. What are you doing? Do something. The governor says do something, and the state police say, no, we're not going to. He should fire the head of that highway patrol like that and keep putting people in until they did what he said in the first hour. But what we've got is a government filled with cowards and scum that aren't really evil, most of them. They're just like, we not going to mess with the Democrats and Broward. That's the Clintons. Why any of us do that? They might come after our children. They're already coming after your children, you idiots. Oh, you fools. America's built on not being cowards and pushed around by cartels. All the wealth came from what's between your legs that you're not using. Grow some. Trump gives orders, everyone craps down the side of their leg. They roll over and piss themselves. Trump is literally surrounded by cowards and scum and trash. The entire swamp based on butt-kissing and lying and selling out, put in there to kill the country. And so, Hillary sees this. You know, how do you know she's running for president for sure? 2 weeks ago when she said she's definitely not going to run again, I said, guaranteed she's running. Plus, I talked to folks that were, let's just say, in the meeting but weren't, and outside the meeting. It's all planned. The Democrats all know it's Hillary and it's Michelle Obama. Now, that might change, but right now, currently, that's the plan. And, of course, now she's come out again and said, yeah, I'm going to run probably. Because if they can steal every election, and if they can do this with key counties, and if they can do this, they're going to go to the states, the 3 or 4 states in the Rust Belt, where they've got Democrat machines still in control of the machines. And they are going to deliver it to Hillary Rodham Clinton, and she's going to be announcing in the next 6 months to a year. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. And boy, when Hillary gets in, you better get ready, because she'll exercise the power. She'll give the order to start killing the opposition. and everybody lets this happen, you might as well just stick your head in the guillotine and pull the switch yourself. Because that woman was born to drive a big old dagger right into our heart. She's a satanic, heat-seeking missile coming right for your children. Her specialty out of college was to serve rich pedophiles who kidnap and rape children. Her chosen profession was to bathe in pure evil. She was kicked off even the Democrats' commission for lying and trying to set up Richard Nixon. Her father was a very powerful Chicago mobster. He told her, "Sissy, you go down to our base in Arkansas. That's the Chicago's real command base. There's some good old boys down there. You go represent them pedophiles, and you'll be in the club." She's like, "Daddy, I don't really like kids. I like killing them. I like girls." He goes, "Hey, it doesn't matter. You go down there and you take care of those boys, you go right to the top. You go right to the top."
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. You know, I don't want to go on the air and say the Vatican's run by a bunch of pedophiles. It's now mainstream news, including killing kids. I don't want to go on the air and say Hillary Clinton represented brutal child kidnappers and pedophiles as her main job out of college with a law degree. It's true. I don't want to have to go up against these people, but no one else will really do it. Don't you see the danger in everyone just laying down to these people? Trump is standing up against them. And then a lot of people don't even want to stand proudly with him because they don't want some of their friends or neighbors to stop being their friends. Well, if somebody's not your friend because you believe the nation state exists and you believe that we should cut taxes and regulations and you believe we shouldn't have one-sided trade deals, then that's not your friend. Those are empty people. Who wants to be around a bunch of empty people? You know, the place I want to be is risking my name, my treasure, my life to stand up against these people. Doesn't mean I like the different potentialities. I've already been treated to quite a bit of nastiness. But that only emboldens me, steals, as in the metal, my will, knowing that, wow, it's worse than we thought. Hillary set to run for office again, as we told you. The murder of logic, where she's going to run, she's not going to run, she pledges she won't run, she said she never said she wouldn't run. Obamacare is free, you can keep your doctor. I never said it was free, never said you can keep your doctor. Thank God you're so stupid. The architect of it says on C-SPAN, these people are so used to sitting behind closed doors talking about you like you're a bunch of dumb idiots that they're going to screw over that they do it on TV. Hillary famously tells the most, you know, racist jokes and hates black people. Absolutely hates them. She hates everybody. But she really hates black people. So she's the one black people have all got to love. It's all a sick joke. I mean, you just look at Jim Acosta. He's the perfect guy you'd hire to play a sniveling con man in a movie. Just the eyes, the things he says, everything he says is a lie. There's no caravan. Remember, first we got to let everybody come up here. Now it's, there's no caravan. Trump's like, yeah, there's a caravan. No, there's not. You're not taking the microphone. Oh, I didn't do that. I didn't touch her. It's all just this exercise of criminality. You say, well, they're a bunch of idiots. People are awake to them. Yeah, people are awake, and we are voting in patriots and taking over the Republican Party with patriots. That scares the globalists. 30-something Republicans retired trying to give the House to the Dems. That didn't work, so they just stole. And because they didn't get in trouble stealing a couple seats last week, hell, they're stealing more today, and governorships, and Senate seats. Why not? Why shouldn't Hillary run again? Because this time, they might not even make it look close. Hell, they might they might have the whole country blue and say zero voted for Trump. You're like, well, that'll be obvious. Yeah, it's called rubbing your nose in it. So, this is not a negative broadcast. This is not a negative broadcast. This is something that's very, very positive to sit up here and to tell the truth about what's really going on. Did you guys print me that article that I wanted out of the Washington Post, please? Because I'm going to cover it next segment now. I'll need it then. Thank you. I've got some big news that we're going to cover on the other side, but I'm going to wait till then. And then I'm going to go through all the clips. Donnie Deutsch suggests Trump will stage a military coup to stay in power. That's what they're scared of, because they're already bringing us into a coup. If you try to stop a coup, sit your back. Hillary drops another hint. She's planning to run for president again. I want to look at how they're trying to drive down the economy and how that's an act of treason. Actually, look at the graphs. The minute he got elected, the economy came back because he promised to get rid of a bunch of the regulations decided to tie us down. And the globalists knew that just doing that would turn the economy around. And a lot of investors knew that. But now Maxine Waters has said she's going to reverse it all in Congress. And so people are going to start not moving their factories here and all the rest of it, you see, because the Democrats are going to keep their foot on your neck as long as they can. They're going to turn your town or city into a cross between San Francisco and Detroit. We've got a very powerful NBC report admitting the nightmare that is San Francisco. Everywhere they run, it becomes living hell. Southern California is on fire with people leaving, high-skilled, high-intelligence, high-IQ leaving, bigger than the exodus of Jews out of Egypt under Moses, and in come the worst of the third world, unskilled with pre-existing conditions, mental illness, criminal records, and baby. They're so hyped up on UN and globalist brainwashing. The rudeness, the hatred, the way they treat the Border Patrol, people, everything. They're just like, I'm here, you're my butler, and I'm going to do whatever I want. It is the total collapse of civilization by design. They're given power by their father, the devil, because they want to destroy everything. And we must realize that. We have a special guest who's a Democrat coming on and a member of the Senate in Louisiana. He wrote Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order, John Milkovich. That's going to be very interesting next hour. And we're just telling you like it is here, folks. Told you 20 years ago there were satanic pedophile rings in the Vatican. Now it's mainstream news. Told you they'd say nation states are evil, and even saying the country exists will become a hate crime, punishable by not being able to engage in commerce. Soon I'm going to release secret documents. We have the documents. I'm probably going to sue, though, to have chain of custody of it. And it's going to be a major national scandal because it's they're planning this for everybody. They're going to put a designation on you if you're a Christian, a conservative, a nationalist, and you're not going to know why everything costs more and why you don't have credit. Just like the IRS harassed over 10,000 churches and Christian groups and conservative groups and gave basically no nonprofits out while Obama was in for conservatives or Christians or veterans groups. It's the same thing. It's just total economic terrorism. And why shouldn't they? They never got in trouble at the IRS. I mean, if any congressman said or did anything about it, maybe they'd get audited. So let's just put our tail between our legs and pee on ourselves like we're a little shaking dog. Oh, you engage in mass persecution and brag about it. I won't say anything. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. That means we all get screwed. Don't you understand that, men?
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down.
So, if you know there's a giant worldwide syndicate that uses pedophilia and child murder as its initiation, and you did nothing about it, you would be aiding and abetting that, wouldn't you? And that's just one level of this. It's all over the news now. But it's like, oh, Alex Jones wasn't right about that 20-something years ago, exactly what he said right. No, he's the bad person. And let's have hundreds and hundreds, thousands some days, of articles lying and twisting at every level. Now, again, I don't want to make about Alex Jones, but they make it about that because of what we're covering. They're so scared of it. Now, yesterday at about 2:30, we get an email from ZDNet and several others saying your site, InfoWarsStore.com, appears to have been hacked. And it happened like 15 hours ago. And a computer science group found it out of the Netherlands. Now, out of all the horrible articles written about this, this is the most accurate because the tech writer mainly just writes about the actual hacks. Now, it turns out at any one time, one out of five shopping carts is infected with these. They go on to say that this top firm was scanning our site for 3.5 years every day. They don't do that to other people, looking for vulnerabilities. This big computer science security guru group was just lovingly out of the Netherlands. It says in ZDNet, scanning the site and said never found any vulnerabilities, which they admit is pretty rare. No vulnerabilities. Scanning InfoWars, NewsWars, InfoWarsStore.com, just looking, and then magically, someone got in. I'm not supposed to say how. And the way they did this is only government actors would have this because they didn't get in through InfoWars. And we were told might have gotten some customer data. Well, we decoded it, unscrambled it, and had some big tech firms look at it, who we have as consultants. And they said, yeah, it has to be to an encrypted point. It wasn't even sent to an encrypted point. The sophistication is how they got the password to put the bad code in, but that code then really wasn't even getting anything. And then sending it to a place that it's not even designed to be able to grab it. And so 100%, three different companies we talked to that looked at it, said definitely done to embarrass you. Definitely done, not like the other ones where they put the scanners on to grab the data. When you go to the gas station or you go to Amazon, it's happened to everybody. Never happened to InfoWars. Once for PrisonPlanet.tv, there was an exploit, and they were able to get names, but not the credit card numbers. We told folks about that. So this is what happens in the digital world. But the big story is we sent a statement, put it on InfoWars, and then they had a bunch of big newspapers say that we made it up and that it didn't happen. And then the very same publications came out and made fun of us when it was admitted to have happened and said, oh, you think it's a conspiracy. What, someone engaging in a felony action who couldn't get through the systems we have, because we know we're targets. And so they were able to do stuff that you'd only be able to do if you have a government database and back doors. The piece of hardware, the program to steal the data was crap. That's why we can about 100% say no data was gotten. And it wasn't being sent somewhere where it could be decoded. It was purely done to embarrass us and act like we're somewhere not safe to go shop. That's admitted. And the media shows that today running with that. Don't go there. It's all fake. You'll steal your identity. Alex Jones is behind it. He did it. Oh. They can't take our payment processors all away. They haven't been able to sue us out of existence. This is the next thing. And so magically, less than 24 hours after it gets on there, we get a call and get told by the big security firm in the Netherlands and by ZDNet that this is what happened. And we go, look, and it's not even true. But they know we have a responsibility to come tell you. And they used this software, you know, this virus, this malware, to go out and to get into a bunch of other big systems. But what they admit is sophisticated is how they got the password, which I'm not going to get into on air. But let's just say this. No one knew who had it. No one knew what state they were in. No one knew what company it was. Except the CIA and all these groups grab everything. The Chi-Coms grab everything. They've got chips and everything, all the passcodes. Google cars drive around and steal your passcodes. That was admitted 15 years ago, 10 years ago. They've been, you know about hacking? It's ubiquitous. None of it's safe. The tech companies all have it. They've all got AI now watching. They know what fake purchases are. That's why you get the calls and you get the alerts. So this is purely a psyop to do this, and you read these articles, they're dripping with hatred. And also, really incredible defamation that's meant to bankrupt us and destroy our speech. I mean, this one article here out of Fast Company says, Jones's supplements might kill you. No proof, no link, no nothing. Just, you know, you're not just taking your financial life in your hands. Your physical life. You could die. Who authorizes groups to write stuff like that? Well, we would win a lawsuit there. They don't care. They're going for broke. It's all part of this climate of criminality. And it goes on and says, he is the evil destination on the web and the known, you know, bad guy and infamous, and he sells scam products. They even have the Washington Post saying, I sell scam products. When I sell, about 10 of our products are private label, top of the line, that were sold at Whole Foods and are still sold there. I go out, what's the highest tested? What's the best? I want to buy it from that company, private label it. Same company provides Whole Foods with their top-of-the-line premium brands. And ours are about 10, 15% less, usually. Oh, Jeff Bezos can have Amazon, the biggest seller in the world of supplements, and he can have Whole Foods, and he can have the perfect credit rating and all the rest of it. But when I sell supplements, it's bad. It's evil. It's not allowed. And you read these articles, you would think that I was the Pope protecting child molesters, as he did 2 days ago, saying no more investigation of child molesters. You know, it's gay, you're lucky you got raped, is what he's basically saying now. He felt it, like, I was raped. And I'm like, I know, my son, it's okay. You like it, huh? You like to be raped, huh? You're good for you. Good, there you go. Take your sacrament, you take it. Well, you know what you're going to take. You're lucky you weren't cut up in pieces. That's what I do. I like to kill people, not to rape them. The blood, the actual essence is what I enjoy. Bathing in it. All the pleasures. Eating poop. He always talks about eating poop a lot. He's obsessed with that. He said that my website is like eating poop. He says, it's big fake news is being banned. That's a good thing. That man over in America, he's teaching people to eat poop. The word is, you like eating poop, Pontiff. The poop-eating Pontiff. The poopster. I'm not kidding. People can't believe that. But, oh, his deputy pope, 100-plus trafficked little boys, some of which were found dead. There it is. Pope Francis compares the assumption of fake news to eating feces. Who even thinks about stuff like that? Well, he does. So, there you go. Looks like nothing was gotten. They just put a hack on there so they could then tell everybody and report on it and say, don't go to InfoWars. And a lot of these headlines are like, Jones got caught running credit card scammers. What won't he do next? I don't know. He lied and said that Acosta video happened too. You all saw it did, but it didn't. This is total war. InfoWarsStore.com, big sales right now. Thank you all for your support. I love getting record sales against this has happened. Our listeners get this. Thank you, listeners. God bless you.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admit the ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
cannabisstocks.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's the craziest thing.
It's amazing
when the word went out
and speak right
that InfoWarsStore.com had supposedly been hacked yesterday. Sales weren't very good. The days before that, sales went up about 40%.
You can light up the dark.
Our listeners really get it. Think about that. And then we find out it is such a sophisticated hack to get into it, but it's feds. They didn't commit the other crime of actually getting real data. They just put it on there and then sent it into a black hole encrypted, because it is encrypted, so they could say that we were letting people have their information stolen so they could write all these articles. Yeah, they say it best. And they say nothing at all. These people are unbelievable. And every angle. Jones is lying. There wasn't a possible hack. Though he is, and he says it's a conspiracy. A sophisticated international hacking group, that's what it says, breaks in and tries to steal data, and I say there's a conspiracy. You know, if me and my buddy decide to rob our neighbor's house when they're out of town, that's a conspiracy. oh, but when governments are involved, you know, it's like saying they're going to move towards saying the nation state is illegal and bad and racist and needs to be gotten rid of. I've been saying that for 20 plus years because that's what the globalists said in their own documents. Now it's all over TV. Trump's evil. There is no such thing as America. America is bad. Take a knee for the American flag. It's evil. Get rid of all of it. Take down all the statues. And nation states need to be gotten rid of. And Macron says patriotism is getting rid of the nation state and handing it over to an unelected, tyrannical EU, UN, world government. And that's who runs the EU borders, and that's who was running our borders till Trump got in. And the number of illegals coming across, being caught, is up fourfold. And that's about the number of increase trying to get across. 400%. It went up 200%+ for much of Obama's deal. So it's just exponentially going like a Saturn rocket, straight up. Remember, oh, they're all children. Oh, they're all walking. Only about 2% are children. 80%+ are military-aged men. Oh, the UN isn't funding them. There's no NGOs allowed. Fire Lou Dobbs. Fire Tucker Carlson. Publicly funded by the UN with U.S. taxpayer money and run by George Soros. I mean, we have video. I didn't even play that Laura Southern got undercover. That's NGOs, and it's the first one they go in. I was just talking to the reporter that actually shot it today. We need to get them on. By the way, I forgot to tell you that, Daria. They're like, why would you have us on? We're the ones that shot this. And we're all over international news. I'm like, I know. That's a great job. Talking to them this morning. But literally, you just go into one refugee thing, and it's like, we will bring down Europe. Islam shall dominate. The women will be yours. And it's a European woman telling them this. This is their mission. And you tell them you're Christians, even though you've tasted Christian blood. Hoorah! I mean, it's like, we will feast on their skulls. Like the Imam of Jerusalem. The Europeans are weak. We have bought their leaders. The women are good. We will have them all soon. Their churches will now be mosques. We will control the animals. Europe is ours! The dogs will learn to serve us as our women serve us. Yeah, she talks like that. Should we play the clip again for it? And then the Swiss and, you know, stand against it and they're bad. But, oh, the Dutch and the French and the Swedes, they're all just like, come in, oh, you're allowed to rape. Court after court has said, you did rape a 9-year-old girl, but that's your culture. It's okay. Oh, 10 of you raped a little 12-year-old girl and then killed her. 6 months in jail. Don't do it again. You only murdered her as she begged for mommy. But it's okay because it's Islamic. That's kind of cool. Meanwhile, they're all fleeing their hell pit countries. Their population's doubling in the next 15 years to 3+ billion. It's at 1.8 billion now, and they're literally, the West is weak. We have bought the leaders. We are in command. It is under Islam's directive that all of those not under our rule are the enemy. Invade them. Deceive them. Rape the women. Kill the men. Murder them all. Hail Soros. Hail the UN. Hail Hillary. There's videos like, Merkel, we love you. Merkel, we love you. Meanwhile, back in America, we're going to learn about the really bad people. Oh, not the Washington Post. Hacks of Office of Personnel Management databases compromises 22.1 million people. Their Social Security numbers, their names, their families, intelligence operations, everything. Given by Obama to the Chinese. But that's not a problem. That's oh, but Alex Jones. Card skimming malware removed from InfoWars online store. And ZDNet gets it somewhat accurate. It says less than 1,600 users affected. We said yesterday, looks like almost no one had any credit card info taken, and then now we've decoded it, and we can't find any data. And it was being sent to an unsecure server, so it wouldn't even be able to unencrypt it. It's literally been done. This is what the tech experts have told me. They said, no, this has been done to say your site's not safe. All the other times they put this stuff on, they, you know, they point it at a real place to try to get the info, and then they try to unencrypt it. That's not what happened here. It was just put there by an incredibly sophisticated hack. I mean, the way they did this was, you got to be surveilling people to do stuff like this, okay? And my point is they think you're so timid that, and you know this is how, I mean, it says here, it's one of his last ways to get funded as we work to take him off the air. But the scumbag filth has supporters that buy the scam products. Yeah, like high-quality water filters and T-shirts and books and fluoride-free toothpaste. You know, evil stuff like that. And multivitamin mix for children and high-quality, highest-rated fish oil and 95% curcuminoid that nobody else even know of has the very best turmeric. Oh, so evil. Oh, so bad. Rated by third-party sites on average of 4.9 stars. But again, they think you're morons, they think I'm a moron, and you read these articles, it's not even about InfoWars, it's about the lying. Listen to this out of Fast Company. InfoWars admits it's stored. Its store can take card skimming malware. That's to make it sound like I did this, or on purpose. All you people out there buying up the macho supplements that conspiracy macho men of bad, macho, the conspiracy theorist extraordinaire, Alex Jones Hawks, may have unintentionally imperiled your data. Oh, that the globalists steal and they all share with everybody, and this is actually just made up, but see, it doesn't matter. A Dutch security researcher, big firm, found magically before a day even passed, they said they were scanning us for 3.5 years trying to find something. Actually says that in the ZDNet story. ZDNet. A Dutch security researcher found malware on InfoWars store, right away, that was able to record user payment records, and that's not true. We can now tell you today. Researcher William de Groot reportedly found the malware infection about 2 days ago. He discovered it using a scanner he built. That's not even true. It wasn't 2 days ago. To detect any sort of information, InfoWars, about the issue, and the site says it fixed it. So again, he discovered it using a scanner built to detect any sort of bad behavior happening atop the Magento e-commerce platform. ZDNet informed InfoWars about the issue, and the site says it's fixed. Alex Jones told the news that only about 1,600 customers may have been affected. Then Magento scanned the site when we left the stuff on there to see it and said, that's not even there, and that's not even a security issue. This is fake. Really fake news with fake news. The InfoWars store is an infamous digital destination known for selling products, that promise vague things like male vitality, alpha power, and the real red pill. As Quartz pointed out, these products, which generally are herbal supplements that have not been proven to have any, the FDA won't let you say that without oxygen you die, or that without vitamin C you die, or that without iodine you die, and your IQ goes down before that happens. No, that's not. See, it's just lie stacked on lie. And it goes on. Over the last year, the podcast on video show, which has been known for disseminating all sorts of conspiracy theories, have been deplatformed. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I mean, you don't question anything. Alex Jones was banned from Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, PayPal, as well as other sites. And the tech backlash has reportedly led to the audience cratering, which isn't even true. Even Amazon, a company known for refusing to be political stand, stopped recommending InfoWars products. Yeah, that had 5 stars. And it just goes on for page after page of disinfo and garbage. Just the cowardly sellouts piling on with their lies. So angry that you financially support us while getting great products. There's only 4 days left to get 67% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. They sell for like $25 at Whole Foods. It's the same stuff. $9.95 and a bunch of other big specials.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the